Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on Trickstar Radio as we jump into another edition of the Interview Hour. I'm very excited to get into today's conversation. I promised you last week that we're going to be getting into some wicked international conversations. Obviously, with this show, we love to promote and showcase a fantastic international flavour. And today, we are joined by an artist who is doing just that. Man Like D2Wear joins us on the line. How are you doing, sir?
Good. I'm doing pretty good. How are you, sir?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. It's great to get you on the line. Again, I love doing these international conversations, getting into sort of like the discussions about what's going on with the sort of music you're working on and things like that. First of all, just how have things been for the last few months for yourself music-wise? Because obviously there's been a big remix, which we'll dive into and talk about in a little while. But just in general, musically, have you been working on a lot?
Yeah, I'm working on a lot. I was supposed to be dropping an album this coming first quarter. February, but I got a lot of projects I'm working on. I just did the one with Harmonize. I'm working on the another single to drop in February with Techno from Nigeria.
Oh wow!
So that's gonna be a very huge record too. So yeah. I got a whole lot working on, and I'm currently in Africa. I'm touring Africa. You know, I'm based in the U.S. So. I just came down to Africa to do a couple of promotions and then media tours and doing a couple of events out here. And then I'll be going to Ghana. I got another feature coming up with Shatawale.
Oh, wow.
From Ghana. So I'll be traveling to Ghana and I'm supposed to be going to Sierra Leone too this weekend. So it's a lot going on here. I'm out here working and at the same time promoting the record with Harmonize.
Amazing. I mean, kind of looking through that, you've mentioned a lot of big names there and I really want to dive into those because it's really exciting news to kind of hear these collaborations going on. But obviously the thing that kind of brought your sound to my attention was obviously this remix that's happened with Harmonize. So I've done my digging, I've gone back and looked. Obviously the original record came out earlier in 2021. How was the response when the original version just came around? Because it looked like it did really well.
Yeah, it did pretty well when it came out. But it wasn't one of the songs that I actually promoted.
Okay.
You know, so but I just put that out. It was nominated for one of the songs of the year in my country, in Liberia. But then when I was performing at the One Africa Music Festival in New York just gone October last year, I was fortunate to get in contact with Harmonize, and we were supposed to work on a collaboration together, and then we met in the studio. I played a couple of tracks, and then when I played them, my way song, he said he loved that one. That's the one he wants to get on. So I'm like, cool, I will just do the remix to that one, and you know, and then that's how the remix came out.
Amazing.
Did the remix, and he killed it. Yeah, he killed it, and the rest is history.
I mean, yeah, obviously, it's doing fantastically well as well. Obviously, the response seems to have been crazy. I was going to say, in comparison to kind of the original record, which, as you said, didn't get the same sort of level of promotion, how are you finding it this time around? Obviously, revisiting the tune, but with, again, an international presence like Harmonize involved.
Yeah. It was just me first, you know, and it did pretty well. But then when Harmonize, you know, Harmonize is huge, too. He got a lot of fans out there, and then if you listen to the original song, I did not play a solo guitar, like a guitar in it. The original, I didn't play the guitar. I just played the guitar to just have the more East African and international, you know, appeal to it. And then what you call him, Harmonize, to been a very popular artist to his fans, and everybody gravitated to the record. And I felt it was a huge impact to the record too. But I'm glad to hear that the song is doing well internationally though. I'm really excited to hear that.
Yeah, it really is, man. It really is. I try to keep on top of looking at what tunes are like doing well with a kind of international audience. Obviously, there's a lot of different kind of sounds coming out of the full kind of breadth of Africa at the moment. So to see just the sort of international collaboration going on, it's really exciting. And then obviously, off the back of that, to hear the kind of collaborations that are then going on in the future sound fantastic. So you mentioned, first of all, Techno. So that's a collaboration that's coming out next month, I believe you said.
Yeah, next month. This song is already done. We just, when I get back to the States, We should be shooting the video when I get back on the 20th. So once the video is done, it's going to be out by next month or by the end of this month. Like, it depends when the video is done, because I don't want to waste no time.
Of course. I mean, this is the thing. There is already always so many things behind the scenes to make sure you get right, just to make sure the records bang in the same way. And obviously, you're currently touring, kind of doing a bit of a promotional run at the same time. How are you finding that, traveling around so many different places?
It's been always just what I always do. I mean, since I've been an artist, traveling, sometimes it gets overwhelming, but I'm already used to it. I've been, like, traveling pretty much from the beginning of last year. I was on tour. I was in Australia. I was in Canada in a year. And I also came down to Africa. It's my second time coming back this last year, because I came back last year. So I travel a lot. So it's becoming a part of me now, even though it gets overwhelming sometimes. But if you, it's one of the sacrifices you got to make. If you have to go to places to network as an artist, it's what you gotta do. So I gotta do what I gotta do, and I'm doing what I gotta do.
It's definitely, man, definitely. And it's, again, it's so exciting kind of hearing that it's going well as well. And obviously off the back of this new single, I can imagine there's almost like a new lease of, an additional kind of lease of life to it all. It seems like everything seems to be going in the right direction. Obviously, you've spoken about this techno single up next. What's the sort of rest of 2022 looking like for yourself? Because I can imagine there's some wicked plans on the way, and it must be an exciting time.
Yeah, there's a lot coming up in 2022. Those tours coming up, and there's the one Afro Nation in Puerto Rico too, we're supposed to be going to, and it's a whole lot for 2022. And there's some of them haven't been it's going to be unfolding along the wayside as we go through 2022, but I already got the plan that I'm trying to like make sure I branch out everywhere in the world to get my music, you know, like on the mainstream platforms, that I'll be able to like internationally be recognized and be able to tour everywhere in the world, come over to the UK, you know, other places, you know, just to perform. So 2022 is pretty much looking good for me as I see it, you know, and I'm praying it gets better and better. You know, as we are working, I'm really putting in the necessary work that is needed, and, you know, to get the attention that I'm looking for.
Definitely, man. I think you're going about it the right way. Obviously, kind of moving around a lot of different places. Again, I've got the international collaborations are always such a fantastic way of doing that as well. Kind of opening up to different kind of audiences and really, really spreading the sound. It's definitely working, and it's wicked to see. You also spoke very briefly about a collaboration with Shatter as well, which is another huge one. How did that first come together?
When I was in Canada, I was doing a show in Canada, and I came in contact with one of Shatta Wale's godfathers and stuff. He like, oh man, I'm trying to bring you down here. I want you and Shatta to do a concert together out here in Ontario, Canada. I said, all right, cool. He said, but the first thing I want y'all to do is to get a collaboration working. And then he connected me with Shatta, sent a couple of my works. Shatta listened to it. He said, well, I like it. He called me back right away, sent me a video. He said, like, I'm ready. Let's do the collaboration. Come down to Ghana and let's do it. So, yeah. So that's how we came into play. I mean, because I be networking everywhere I go.
Amazing, man. Amazing. This is the thing. I think the sort of element of collaboration in modern music is something that very much gets undersung. I feel it's such an important part of networking and also creating new things and becoming inspired as well. Like, with yourself, like, who... It's a question I love to ask people, especially when we're doing these international kind of conversations. Like, who do you look to kind of for inspiration?
For me, I listen to so many artists, because I was pretty much involved into live music. I started playing music, copyright music. So I pretty much play like every genre of music, and I look up to a lot of music. But right now on the side of Afrobeats, Bruno Boy, Wizkid, Davido, all these guys doing amazing. Fireboy, most of the others, guys, they're doing pretty good. So I pretty much tap into every sound, you know, to like, you know, get my inspiration
Amazing. I mean, this is the thing, listening through it and just listening to the different artists you're listening, you can, it's always exciting to kind of see where people kind of gravitate towards, you know. That's something I always really like discussing on this show. So obviously you've mentioned a couple of festival bookings and things like that. Where is the next kind of performance where people are going to be able to see you?
The next performance is going to be in the US. It's going to be the a festival that's going to be held in Atlanta, Georgia. By the stage, so it's still in process right now, and hopefully, because the whole of the first quarter, I'm trying to like rebuild the brand, so I'm not gonna be like performing a lot until like March, and the concert I'm turning by is gonna be in March, and then the next one is gonna be in Puerto Rico, for the Afro Nation, where you're gonna have Megan Thee Stallion, you're gonna have Burning Boy, you're gonna have Wizkid, Demi, everybody gonna be out there. So I'm looking forward to that too.
Definitely, man. That sounds like the perfect sort of scenario to get the networking situation up and running properly.
Yeah.
Definitely, man. Well, I tell you what, dude, it's been fantastic to get you on the line today. I hope we haven't taken up too much of your time. Obviously, I know you're a busy guy and I know you're constantly on
the move. No. I know, definitely. I appreciate your time too. I appreciate the time, and this means a lot to me. You're one of the sources that I'm gonna need, and that I need to like take my music out to the public. And I was surprised when I first seen your first breakdown from the song. I'm like, oh yeah, I like this dude. He's really cool. He's understanding what's going on in music and everything like that. I'm not an interviewer, but I'm like, where did you get your musical background from, too? Let me ask you a question.
Where did I get mine from? All over the place. Yeah. I grew up listening to reggae and dancehall, and it's just kind of spiraled from there. So I get such an enjoyment out of kind of taking in, I suppose, different musical cultures more than anything else, and kind of expanding the sort of influences and kind of constantly looking at where things are coming from. For me, that's where a lot of the appreciation comes from. And it's one of the reasons I love doing these international interviews more than anything else, because it means we get to find out a little bit more behind the artist and what they're working on. Dude, I've got to say, it's been great having you on today. Thank you, and obviously when that new single drops with Techno, we're going to be very much on the front line supporting it here on the show.
Thank you so much. You're going to be alert. I'm going to alert you anything new is coming up. I'm going to let you know, and appreciate the time. Thanks for having me on your show. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one. Keep it locked, people, and don't go anywhere. We are going to jump into that remix next, which I'm very, very excited to do. This is Trickstar Radio. Don't go anywhere.
This one, fresh out the oven. Trickstar.